It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This hour of the Midday Show with Andy and Randy is brought to you by those noises that Randy was making and Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. 20 minutes away from getting back into the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Big story of the day is very little offense from the Atlanta Braves.
But help's on the way, baby.
But help is on the way.
Help's on the way, baby.
Jesse. Jesse had to have hit at some point.
Jesse?
He's been in the league forever, but he's a relief pitcher. I don't know. I would love to know if Jesse Chavez has ever gotten in at bat. But he's back with the Braves as they had to get rid of our guy Hector Neris.
Yes.
After just
don't put me in that.
Just two.
Don't put me in the hour.
You know, we're Braves fans.
Somebody had to leave. Somebody had to pay for this. Had to pay for him, and it was him.
It was him.
For this.
You got to go. Was him. Just hang out and just stay in San Diego.
Get him out of here.
We'll get back to some Final Four at 1:20 as well, and an AMA is an hour
away. All right, so we got on the Zaytoven people was mad at us earlier. Now, okay, and I'm pretty sure we usually together on a lot of stuff.
Yep.
And I know we're together on this. We don't give a damn about Stanford. Okay? So all of you giving us names of players that went to Stanford, we know they were great. We don't really give a damn about Stanford.
I also said all of them. Okay. I said all those names. Okay. I didn't say Jim Plunkett, but like, come on.
So,
I
mean, if you're a Stanford fan and you're offended by me and Andy not saying Jim Plunkett, or he did say Christian McCaffrey, you know what?
I did say Christian McCaffrey, yeah.
We don't give a damn.
Yeah, I mean, Stanford, right. You know, whatever.
Okay.
It's a fine academic institution.
Yes.
Nobody gives one blank about their football program.
Nothing about
including the people that go to the fine academic institution.
Yes.
I've been to a lot of football games at Stanford. And had a lot of room.
That is something that I did not know that I would have heard from you.
Yeah, I used to spend a lot of time around that campus.
Woman?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep, yep. Spent a lot of time around that. I spent so much time around that campus that I had a bill mailed to me at a Stanford address so I could get a card made so I could play the Stanford golf course for $25.
Was the same girl?
Yep.
Oh, okay,
yep.
So you had a young lady that went to Stanford?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I dated a girl that was a law student at Stanford.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice.
She graduated and smartened up.
Wow.
Well, she was really smart. But
she broke up with you?
Yeah, right before graduation.
What did she say to you? She said, this is not working for me.
Yeah, I don't know what she said.
Yeah. Like, hey, dude, you remember everything.
Going to go be with a lawyer? What do you make?
Yeah.
You're still getting paid minimum wage to produce a radio show? Cool. Good luck. Well, look at me now.
Yeah.
Look at me now. Dominating the middays.
She a big-time lawyer?
She was. She made so much money, she's doing her own thing now.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That could have been you, Andy. Well, but you're happy. You got a wonderful wife.
Couldn't be
you
happier.
Got two babies, a dog, paid off element, and a house and a fence.
And a brand new fence.
And a brand new
Which I'm going to stain probably on Friday. What about that? And it's going to be 90 degrees.
It's going to be 90 damn degrees. It's going to be hot as hell.
I know, but it'll dry faster.
Yeah, but still, you got to wipe all you got because it's all that pollen. You got to pressure wash your fence first.
I don't know. All right, you make a good point. Maybe I'm not going to stain it on Friday. We'll see.
You need a stainer?
No, I'm going to get a big one this time. It was very nice and very effective, but I had to refill it every third board. And that fence is big.
Yes.
So I'm going to rent a big guy. All right, let's get to the back page with Bo. Brought to you by Solomon Brothers Jewelry. Go to one of their three locations or shop online at SolomonBrothers.com or on Instagram at Solomon Brothers. Hello, Bo.
Also, not a great weekend on the diamond for the Lady Blue Devils. We take our first L of the season. Just kind of outmatched at the plate. We had a pitcher. We played Buford. Had a pitcher on the mound for them that just threw strikes. And we face a lot of times so much pitching that's not great that when they get up there and there's somebody throwing strikes, they just want to stand there.
Right.
I don't know. Swing the bats, ladies, and you win ball games. But all Jews played in three games on Saturday. Only one was ours. She goes 1-for-2, 2 walks, a K, an RBI. 1 inning pitched, 1 strikeout. Average weekend, but they happen.
Look, they're not all going to be walk-offs and no-hitters. Yeah,
they're not.
You know, you know that.
I heard Buford be, they'd be recruiting and stuff.
Yeah, I heard.
They might.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I heard.
I heard they juice the Gatorade,
too. That's what I heard.
I hear all kinds of stuff.
Yeah. That's what the softball streets are saying.
They're putting 5-hour energies in there.
Yeah.
Like a little JUCO team they're running
out. Imagine giving 11-year-old those kids were so big. Energy. Yeah.
But no, shout out to them. We're going to see them again in the playoffs. It's going to be a completely different result.
Good.
Talk, yo, talk.
Went to Truist Park yesterday for the Savannah Bananas game.
Oh,
shout
nice.
Out to Coach Sammy, who volunteered to drive. We crammed 10 people, all with seatbelts, into their minivan.
You can get 10 people in a minivan?
Yeah.
Wow.
Damn.
And I got to sit up front and have all the leg room, too. It was great.
Damn.
But yeah, shout out to them for he's listening right now, probably. So appreciate you driving yesterday, my guy.
I will say this. Minivan owners. Swear by minivans.
I know. They do.
Every minivan owner I talk to.
You are absolutely correct.
Is trying to get me on board.
You are absolutely. I mean, they tell you about all the new technology and all this.
Oh, you don't have to open the door.
Yeah, come look at the door. Come look at the door.
They want to show you. They want to show you everything that is in that van.
The seat swivels.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
And just to protect my boy's reputation, he is not the one that owns the minivan. It's actually, GM Jessica's wife.
And look, nothing against him. I'm just saying, people that have them are like evangelists.
I have nothing against
the family has one, and they are proud of it. It's not his name.
If it was his, I would be like, cool. Yeah. Like, I would never. I was never going to be a van guy, a van dad. Never.
My mom had a Ford Windstar when I was in high school.
Dude.
Turquoise minivan.
Dude. There's that. I forgot what relative had it. They had the damn van with the ladder and the tile in the back?
Oh, yeah.
You could tell us that wasn't the coolest thing ever.
You could fit everyone in
there. Dude, that was the coolest thing ever. Yeah. Yes, having like the 18 van? Oh, come on.
Yeah, no, Matt Emick had a Ford Aerostar. We got everybody you knew could get in that thing.
My parents had one of the full-size vans that actually had chairs, had a bed that pulled out, had a hide-a-bed in the back, and a little table in the middle.
Yeah, dog.
My dad, not anymore, would if he still worked. My dad drove a work van my whole life and had it set up when I was a kid to where all the tool stuff was underneath in like drawers and stuff that he fitted out. And then on top, you could put a mattress on.
Yeah, man.
So we could go camping at Mount Rainier just like that. Great.
So that was quite the experience yesterday. So the Bananas were in town for two games. They played on Saturday and played on Sunday. I've never seen, or the last time I've seen a crowd that big was the World Series trophy unveiling ceremony.
Wow,
whereas you're just outside, just looking for a way to get inside the ballpark.
I saw, Bo, a aerial still shot of the battery. It was crazy.
They had wraparound lines for every souvenir stand they had, and they probably had 50 souvenir stands, like tents.
Right.
It was nuts. Quite the experience. There's a lot of the games themselves are only 2 hours long. They put a timer on it.
Smart.
They do play a faster game. Like the batters can't step out of the batter's box. The pitchers get up there and they just throw. They don't do a whole lot of changing out baseballs and stuff. Go ahead.
Can I'm just going to raise my hand occasionally throughout because I have a lot of questions about it. Who are the guys? Like, are they like former college players or who are the players?
College and minor league baseball players. Okay. I would imagine.
So they're good. They're really good.
So, this is the old Sand Nats was what the Savannah minor league team was. I don't know why they switched over to just the entertainment aspect. These are all baseball players.
I know
I'm not sure. I'm sure a lot of – oh, probably
Give
so,
me the
yeah.
loot.
Yeah. I don't know they knew it was going to be this successful, though. Surely not.
Probably couldn't have imagined.
Couldn't have projected
but
that
the, who, I don't
all.
Know who the guy is, but, the, you know, the guy that dresses in the banana suit.
The yellow suit? Yeah.
Yeah.
He's out there.
He's
now
the visionary.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So, yeah, they're all former or current baseball players. Okay. I bet some of them were actually Savannah Sand Nats at some point and are on the team, have been on the team since 2016 when they became a thing. A lot of fun. They do a lot of stuff before the game. They actually started at 11 a.m. The game didn't start till 3:30. They started with autograph signings and a band and stuff in the Battery at 11 a.m. Then they do different little fun stuff. So there's a lot of stuff leading up to the buildup of the game because the game's only 2 hours long. Quite the experience, though. It's a lot of fun. There's music playing the entire game.
Okay.
And a lot of it is a lot of songs that you know by heart. So you because they want the crowd to get involved
like
and sing along.
Like, give me an example of a song you sang along
with.
Oh, wow.
I'm brain farting now.
Don't Stop Believing.
I would say there's got to be Journey.
Yeah, some Journey. There's all, but it goes the spectrum wide.
Wagon
it
wheel.
Goes all, anywhere from like Baby Shark all the way to Journey.
Okay.
All right.
That's
so
a wide spectrum.
A lot of kids in the building. A lot of kids screaming. You know, so you kind of got to be ready for that. You don't ever get that downtime of just silence in a baseball park because there's music going the entire game.
Because there's a lot of times during a baseball game where it's pretty relaxed in a ballpark.
Yeah.
You
know, none of that. We
two
did
outs
get a little
in the fourth
bit of, little
inning.
Bit of,
it's pretty chill.
A little bit of rain, too, which that didn't put a damper on anything. These party animals, this is the team they play 90% of the time. There are two other teams.
They're watched in general?
No, but they won. They won yesterday.
Oh, okay.
So they actually
they
played the game by these rules.
But essentially they're the Washington Generals to the
kind of,
Harlem
but the Generals never lose to the – or never beat the Globetrotters, you know? So they play the game by the banana ball rules, whereas they play – it's kind of like match play in golf. You play for a point every inning.
Okay.
Until you get to the ninth, and then every run counts as a point.
Got it.
All right, so it's pretty cool. But, yeah, man, you got everywhere from Baby Shark being sung for little kids. Now you've got this Party Animals team, and they live up to the hype as Party Animals. There's a very big Chippendales kind of aura type of thing they've thrown off there. And, yes, I'm talking about like shirts being ripped off.
Yeah.
Gyrating and stuff on top of the dugout. It's the best way I can call it that type of dancing.
Oh.
You know.
Like male strippers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But a lot of air hunching.
It's a lot of air hunching. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. A lot of that. So it's kind of weird. Like I'm covering up Olivia's eyes at some point. I'm like, whoa. You don't need to be watching these guys do that. The teenage girls are like, oh, look at that. You know. So
middle-aged moms.
Middle-aged moms as well. Yeah. So a lot of fun, though. It was a lot of fun. I'm not trying to take anything away from
that
it. But there is
kinda,
a little
that
raunchy kind of aspect.
That explains
that
a lot.
That explains it, though, a little bit. Because, like,
because you're just going to the ballpark.
Yeah.
You're going to the ballpark. You're not going to, you know. Yeah, you're going to see young men gyrate.
Just a lot of the people I saw putting, like, social media out about it over the weekend were, like, you know, moms.
To moms.
Which
yeah,
is
that's,
fine.
Yeah.
That's great. But I was like, you guys don't care that much about the Braves.
That's it right there.
Oh, because the Braves aren't taking their shirts off
and
doing a stripper dance in the middle of the inning. Okay. Sex sells. Very smart.
It does.
Different meaning to the name Savannah Bananas.
You got to get everybody to want to come to a game, and that's how you get the middle-aged moms and the teenagers there.
Savannah Banana Hammocks.
You know, the kids and the dads are just there for the baseball. So there you go.
There you go.
So the women's Elite Eight is happening now. Two games yesterday, two games today. LSU, as we know, gets beat by UCLA over the weekend. So we go to the post-game press conference with Kim Mulkey.
Oh, God.
Now, look.
Okay.
Abe and I were just talking about Kim Mulkey for a little bit. I absolutely do not mind her kind of putting this reporter in his place for calling getting beaten in a second straight Elite Eight, especially after winning a national championship 3 years ago. Terrible.
I hope you have the whole audio, though. Like,
I have him asking the question and her responding to it.
Coach, it's the second straight year you guys get eliminated in the Elite Eight.
That's
just
terrible.
Yeah.
Terrible, or is that good? Oh,
terrible.
God. How many Final Fours you play in?
Oh, my God. You know what?
None.
I didn't realize
so it's probably
this,
pretty good, huh?
This is a Timmy.
All right.
It is.
What it is,
I know who it is.
Yeah, who
it's
is
a,
it?
It's a, one of the guys who works for the college radio station.
Is that a Timmy?
He's a 21-year-old college student. It wasn't a great question.
No.
But she said, is that good or terrible?
He said terrible.
He's all nervous. He doesn't know what to do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's a damn Timmy. Way to get his ass, coach.
I guess. I'm never going to. Not
because he wasn't trained properly. That's a horrible question. I don't care where you come from.
No, it wasn't a very well asked question.
You don't assume that them getting beaten in the second Elite Eight is a bad coaching job.
No, but that's not what he was going to say.
That dude said.
He was leading towards some other question.
He said, how many Final Fours have you? Come on, lady.
Right.
I mean, I'll never be on Timmy's side, ever. But come on, lady.
You probably don't need to intro the question by telling her the fact that she's lost in the Elite Eight 2 years in a row.
Probably so. Yeah.
She probably knows that.
What do you think she's going to say?
She probably knows that.
Like, most guys, most coaches would say some kind of clapbacky
right.
like that.
I just feel like he was about to say, I don't know, like, how does this one feel different than last year or something? Like, it wasn't going to be some... He wasn't trying to gotcha. He was just about to ask some basic question.
I think he was about to say, hey, that's a pretty terrible job. What are you going to do to keep your job?
I don't think he was going to do that. And then she got him on his heels, and he panicked. And he didn't want to say it was good because they lost, right? And
he panicked, too.
Even if he would have said good, she would have said, oh, you think it's good we lost? She was going to bite his head off either way. Yeah. Like, she was in a bad mood. They just lost.
What does she respond if he says, it's not good or bad, it's just the facts?
Well, I would have just said, well, it's good to make the Elite Eight. I don't know, but just ask the question. How does this year's finish feel different than last year's?
Hey, and real quick.
And if I was his professor, that's what I would encourage him
to do. While we're on college sports, those Georgia Dogs are staying on a heater.
They're
they swept Auburn over the weekend. Auburn was 11th coming in. Auburn now moves up to the teens. UGA stays at number 3 behind Tennessee and Arkansas, but there are now 8 mm-hmm. out of the 10 top 10 teams are from the SEC. And wow. Yes, that was a huge lightning strike right
now. Okay, just like, okay, yeah.
It's been brewing.
It's been like, it's going to get down.
Yeah.
To get down with his bad self.
It's been looking like it was going to be bad outside for a while. Good. We need
Whoa.
It. With 14,000 pollens or something.
Come please wash our cars.
On Saturday. How do they measure that?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, the pollen count.
It's a pollen per piece of oxygen or something.
Who counts it?
My whole record-breaking year?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, my feet were damn yellow.
I blew my nose
catch
on Saturday.
Kind of like a rain catcher and then jamming the pollen in the air?
I don't know. But I know it was 14,000 of them. And the previous record was 9,000. That's a lot. That's way more.
When I sit at a softball park for 6 hours, go out in my car, and it's freaking yellow. Oof. Yeah, that's just nuts.
Yeah, man. Get your Claritin. All right, we'll come back. We will get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. There is a little bit of good Braves news out of a terrible weekend. So don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapper jacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-based insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.